Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out, get a local Arizona band, we bring them into the studio, and we put them in your car, your home, or wherever you are. My name's Serpy, taking you through the next hour, and I'm very pleased to have in the studio today with us, Dos Sueños.
It's alright. Really wrong, no effects. I'm
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Dos Sueños. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Pleasure's all ours, believe me. This is great. We're gonna get into a lot of talking, but that last song, Pitch Black, like I said when you first came in, I'm fairly new to your music. I just listened to your album a couple times over the last couple of days. The whole album is great. It is just a solid slab of wax. Every song is a banger. But that Pitch Black song, that's just a little too sick, man. It's just like really good. It's really
Thank
good.
You.
I know, if I'm not mistaken, the recording was just a two-piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to circle back to those questions. But yeah. Take it around the horn. Introduce everybody.
Yeah, it sounds good. So we got awesome Seth Merzen over here on violin, five-string violin. We got Sean McAvoy over here on the bass, slapping the bass. We got Gabby over here, Lisk, on the drums, Miguel Carranza on guitar. I'm Johnny, playing guitar.
And I'm Katie, playing violin and vocals.
Awesome. Very yeah. good. All right. Now getting yeah. back to what I got ahead of myself. So usually it's a two-piece endeavor, but you got a whole troop of people here now. Is this yeah. a new evolution in the
it
band?
Is. Okay. Yeah. Nice name drop. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I'll talk to that for a little bit. So, you know, Katie's my wife. I'm her husband. We're married, I should say. And we've been playing for a long time. And I'm from Tucson. She's basically from Tucson, moved around a little bit. But the community here has been just the music community is so cool. Because, you know, we all play together in different configurations and different bands. M. Crane, Rendezvous. And also, I've never played with these two before, Seth and Miguel. And I've always looked up to both of them as musicians, so it's cool to get to play together. But yeah, we started. I'll let you talk a little bit about how we started, and then I'll say a little more how they came about.
Yeah, so, Los Sueños is often a two-piece, but this is the first time that we've, like, expanded it to a Seis Sueños tonight. But yeah, Johnny and I started playing together almost as soon as we met, so, you know, or as soon as we got together, I guess.
2012.
Yeah, almost, was that 11, 12 years ago? My math, I don't know, a long time. But so we started playing together classical violin and guitar duets when we were studying music at U of A. And
that's how we met Seth.
That is how we met Seth, yeah, alum.
Music education majors. At the University of Arizona.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just kind of been like a big evolution since then of our sounds from that classical background, and then just kind of just on a musical journey of different, like, purposes, gigs, sounds, bands, people. Yeah.
Yeah, Evolución is in the title of the album, and that's basically what the first song is about. It started kind of like classical, like tango, like Spanish classical guitar and violin. And we recorded it that way. We wanted it to sound like you're in a 1930s cafe in Spain or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as those of you that aren't in the studio, but if you look at the floor, there's all kinds of pedals and sounds and effects that we love, and which is also why we hired and asked these beautiful people to join us, because they do their sound so well. Countless conversations of pedals and effects, and
I bet.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's, you know, the album is basically the evolution of our music. We've been working on these songs for forever, and we finally put it down with Stephen Tracy over at St. Cecilia Studios.
Yeah.
Super, super cool dude. We made a cool friendship, cool album. He's our drummer on the album. He's our kind of digital drums. We have a few other people, Chris Pierce playing bass on the album, and Nick Tkachuk from Spafford playing, also a good old friend. But yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so going back, like I said, when I first came in, you all have amazing tone. So how long have you been actually rehearsing with everybody here? Like, how long has this been?
Does this count as one? Rehearsing.
Yeah.
So I mean, it really tips the hat to the musicianship, and like you said, you know each other from other outfits, and you know, admiring each other and stuff. But it really sounds amazing. Like, you know, I was very impressed with the album, and then coming in here tonight, I asked Duncan. I'm like, "There gonna be more people?" And he's like, "Yeah, I think they're bringing in one or two." And yeah, but it sounds great. So. The album's been out. You have a show this Saturday at Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
Is it an album release, or is it just a show and you're going to kind of...
Yeah, it's an album release show. We did a listening party, just kind of listening to the album. Our good friend Ben Halsey, DJ Halsero, played it for us at Royal Room, one of our favorite places here in town, and brought a bunch of friends to listen to it. And then now it's our full band, full live, playing the whole album, first time ever as a live band. Because we've only ever played as the Sueños together as a duo, and now we have the all the sounds come into life, which is really cool.
It really is. And just going off of the band camp, is this the only album you guys have, or have you recorded other things?
Yeah. This is the only album for now.
Good to hear, yeah. But also kind of amazing that for how long you've been playing that, you know, you're just getting to recording it now.
Yeah, it feels good, actually. We've played with a lot of bands. I played with a lot of bands growing up, so has Katie. Everyone here has. And kind of always like, helping, being a part of that band. But this is like the first time that we got to do something ourselves, just totally what we wanted to do. And it felt good. Yeah. It felt really good. So it's been a long time coming.
It has. Yeah. We started some of these songs. We started writing like at least 6-7 years ago. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I actually ever thought that we'd record like a full album, but here we are. And I love it. I'm glad that we have something that's Los Sueños. Yeah.
It's, all good things in their good time. You know, some things just need to sit on the shelf and ferment or percolate a while, and when they come out, it comes out. Like I personally don't believe that there's old songs or old albums. You know, we get to things when we get to them, discover things when we discover them. This is great that, you know, you've been to come from a duo, have that core, and then, you know, blossom into where you're at. You're like really hitting the ground running, I think, which is great.
Yeah.
But again, for those of you just joining us, you're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. I'm in the studio live with Dos Sueños and crew, and we're going to get back into some music. You want to play another few songs, and we'll talk a bit later?
Yeah, sounds good.
See you on the other side.
And you and I Just the right time.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with my new friends, Dos Sueños. Can I call you my new friends?
Yeah.
I want to hang out. Can we hang out? We are going to hang out this Saturday at Club Congress. They're going to be over there with playing a show with, who are you guys playing? You're playing with somebody?
Yeah, we're playing with Hayden. They're awesome. They're also an engineer and helping out over there at doing awesome stuff at St. Cecilia Studios.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they play also guitar and sing, and they have a bunch of cool stuff coming out too on all streaming platforms. So Hayden, H-A-E-D-E-N.
I think I've seen them on online.
Yeah.
Singer-songwriter or full band as well?
They're having a full band, but I think they create their own stuff, kind of like how we do.
Okay.
And then
awesome.
Bring it to life later.
Yeah. All right, this Saturday, Club Congress, new album.
Yeah.
So we were talking about it earlier. You've been at it a long time. This is your first actual album.
Yeah.
You have music backgrounds, right? You both went to school for music, right?
Yeah.
What's that mean? What's that mean?
It was just a long time. We just finished our master's degrees in music in like 2020.
Wow.
And we started going to school when we were,
a long time ago.
So school was, we can't talk because Sean is a doctor here and he's went to school for like 20 more years than we did. But, it was awesome. We were each other's support systems through that whole time. And, music helped a lot, but yeah, we both are music teachers. Seth is a music teacher too, which is really cool.
All right.
That kind of is how we got started, is in the music education program at Pima actually. And then U of A and ASU and, UNCG and all the schools.
You touched all the bases.
Yeah. But it's been a long time of school. I forget what the original question was.
I think I'm still circling around to it myself. I've had a moment lapse of a reason myself. You also do like wedding gigs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Do you still do that, or is that kind of How is that? Can that be brutal, or is that?
Should we play your wedding?
You know what? Right now, I wish I was getting married, so I can have you over to my house. I might just have you anyway. I'll have a mock wedding, so I can have you over. But is that kind of brutal? Like, what are those gigs like?
I love playing weddings.
Yep.
I feel like that was part of, aside from starting, like us two, with the classical background at school, really how we started kind of playing more modern music was actually through weddings. It started off with, our friends who were getting married at the time were like, oh, can you play my wedding? And we would. And then we just quickly realized, I think we need to do this for more people. So we play wedding ceremonies, cocktail hours all the time. We get real booked up in the fall and the spring.
Wedding season.
Wedding season. Yeah.
And we play wedding songs. We don't just play our original
music.
Yeah. I mean, we can, but... We're not going to play Evolucion like as we walk down the aisle.
Well, it is kind of.
No, I could. Sean wants us to. Speaking of weddings, Sean's getting married soon.
Yay!
Yeah. Congrats, Sean. Thanks.
Are you going to hire them?
He decided to save us, and we get to have fun. Well, we still have fun playing weddings, but we get to be a part because we're good friends, you know. We're all good friends.
That's great. And I would think, too, I mean, it's obvious that you draw from a lot of influences, and your repertoire of your library of music that you're drawing from is, the well is pretty deep. Like you were saying, like playing these wedding gigs where it's kind of forcing you into stuff that maybe you wouldn't normally be in your wheelhouse or something, and that can latch on to other ideas and turn into other stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you... do you have that type of interest in music to where like you don't, like sometimes certain jobs like that can be a thankless job, you know, like singwriters at a cafe, they're doing their thing, people are eating, they're like, yeah, nice, and stuff like that. Sometimes that can eat away at your passion for it, and other times you can just still find the focus and find the drive in that. I would think for how long you're at it, that's not the case for you, that you can stay inspired even when you're playing other songs for events like that.
Yeah.
I think we find the fun in like the creativity and the challenge in it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes songs are really easy to learn, especially when it's like covers for weddings. But sometimes we get some requests that are like, whoa, let's see how this goes. And it's, you know, like we just get some really out there requests, but it makes it fun. And yeah, I think that since we both, Johnny and I both have very, very like different musical backgrounds and what we've listened to and grown up listening to, it kind of helps. And that's how like everything gets melded together with all of the pulls from different genres and stuff.
Yeah, would you say that's the case? Not everyone here has a mic, so I'm just going to have to relay.
If you have some questions, let's put it right up to them.
Get over there, Mr. Five String.
Hello, everybody.
Introduce yourself.
My name's Seth Merzen, and I have the pleasure of being invited to play in Se Sueños this evening.
What are you playing there?
So this is a... actually, both Katie and I have five strings. I grew up playing violin, switched to viola in high school, studied viola in college, and then a couple of years ago, I got really sick of bringing a viola and a violin to gigs, and decided to just compensate by getting a five string. So it's built like a violin, but it has the low C string of a viola.
I see. Okay.
So
best of both worlds.
The best, yeah, definitely the best of both worlds. And then this model is actually great. It's made by a guy in Minnesota, and it's got a pickup built into it. So it always freaks out my students when they see a hole in the side of my instrument.
Sacrilege. So,
lots of fun, though.
That's great. And you play music elsewhere as well? You got other
I
bands
do.
Going?
So I do. Kind of all over the place. So I played in quite a few different groups in college and after college. Then after I started teaching, I met my wife and my wonderful stepson. And he was one when we first got together. So I kind of slowed down on gigs for a little bit, but also found a passion for live looping. So I do a lot of that on my own. And then I play with a couple other groups in town, some singer-songwriter stuff, and then also a cover duo. Not quite weddings. We're not quite that good. But I always tell people I got a pretty good life being able to teach music all day and play music all night, so it's hard to beat.
That is. That's kind of a lottery ticket in a way. Yeah. I mean, you worked hard for it, but it's still a lottery ticket. So going from your five string, Sean over here is only playing four? What's going on? I mean, first of all, your bass sound is amazing. Like, you're just the mortar in these bricks.
Johnny's ringing me a mic.
You got, there you go, actually.
Thank you, Johnny.
There you go. Sorry about that.
I played a five string in high school because I played in the marching band.
Uh-huh.
We had a very progressive band teacher, John Anselmo. Shout out, great guy.
You marched with an electric five
string? No, so that was the beauty is we played like Earth, Wind, and Fire, a bunch of fun stuff, Stevie Wonder. And we had a Nick Tkachuk, he mentioned, drummer, great guy. And we'd have a nice little rhythm section. So when everyone was marching in the summer heat, me and Nick and the keyboard player and the guitarist would hang out in the band room and learn our parts and not march. So God bless you, Mr. A. But no, four strings tonight. No five strings.
Yeah. And how about you? I know you did tell me earlier that you don't necessarily like being in front of the mic, but I'm going to keep you there because we brought it all the way across the room for you.
Johnny worked hard. No, I'm not. The beauty of being a bass player, unless you're in a, what's that band? The bass player singer. I'm thinking like Good Charlotte or something. I don't know. There's some punk band with a bass player. Oh, Mark Hoppus. Yeah. Blink-182. Is you get to stand by the drummer and just play your parts and you're not in the front. It's great. One of my favorite things. Yeah, see, Gabby knows.
And how about you? You got other bands you're playing in?
Johnny and Katie and I do Rendezvous every December, which is super fun at Hotel Congress, usually the weekend before Christmas. We do like an hour and a half of covers every year with a couple like fun things mixed in, and that's always the highlight of my year. Johnny and Katie and I played in a band called Soda Sun for about 2-3 years. And yeah, just kind of playing music every couple months right now.
Oh, that's right. And you're getting married.
Getting married.
All right. You want to
Johnny
shout out?
Johnny and Katie are coming. Julianne, we're getting married. Right. She's listening. She brought me my pants. It's great.
That is someone you marry.
You were wearing some before, though.
I was wearing shorts and flip-flops, but yeah. We did photos, so I needed pants.
Sean did not come here pantsless, just for the record. He was wearing shorts.
I used to roll that way. Then they rolled me in jail, and those days are over. All right, we might have to... I don't know if we can get... boom it or talk into the snare mic, maybe.
Oh,
there you go.
There we go.
There you go. Hi. Think tall thoughts.
Hello. Hi. Check one, check two. Can you hear me? Am I live?
Can you hear her? Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
They
hi.
Can. Oh, there you go.
There I am.
We just weren't in the cans.
Oh, hi. I'm Gabby Lisk. This is actually my, I want to say, fifth time doing Locals Only.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first time ever was with Pipelights, my first band.
Oh, yeah.
All girls.
Yeah.
And then M. Crane, Johnny and I play with Nick Maskill. And then I did Taco Sauce, if anybody remembers them.
Oh, yeah.
With Gabby Montoya and Isabella Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. And then I think I did a Wiccan Lovers. Mm-hmm. Were they ever in here? I can't remember if I did it with them or not. So this is either 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah. But I play music full-time. I play in a country band called Unwound. Mm-hmm. That's my main gig, and I play with M. Crane and with Johnny and anybody who hires me for session.
That's funny. There's a punk rock band called Unwound.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But you, I would imagine you stay busy because you are amazing behind that kit.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
And how long have you been at this? How long have you been playing?
Since I was 7 years old.
Bless your heart.
So I'm 31. It's a long time.
Katie, what's the math on that?
Oh, you asked the wrong person.
Just kidding.
You gotta ask the doctor.
Sean's flashing me the answers. 24
24 years.
24 years and going strong. No, you got a great playing style.
Thank you.
Really solid. Great. This rhythm section here, I'm very envious. Very envious.
Yeah.
Makes me want to play something.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. No, this is the beginning of something good. All right, give the mic back to the rhythm guitar over there. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Miguel. I've had some deja vu big in here too, for sure. Like, I think we were mid-song, and I was like, what's going on? I'm going home after this for sure. It's happened. I made it there. No, I've done this a few times too, once with... I started playing music in like 05, 06 at least out. A lot of instrumental, post-rock, indie rock kind of stuff. Most recently, we were in here with Macaulay Vulcan, and then I have recently been playing with some guys from high school, and we're called Data Data.
Yeah. Tell them about Data Data. We saw them two weeks ago at Rialto. It was awesome.
Oh, God. It was wild. And hot.
What was that all about at the Rialto? What were you?
I was a local love show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was our first time doing that. It was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, just been kind of getting out there again.
Yeah.
Haven't been in the game. Just been a big music nerd for a while and tricked these guys into...
letting you in. That's great. And is the SG your main squeeze? Or
I was a... big. I played a Strat, and then I played a Jazzmaster, and I was in love with the Jazzmaster for the longest time. And then I don't know. I think I like hit like 28 or something, and my back started killing me. And this was actually a gift. I did guitar repair for a few years, and I was helping a gentleman out, and he basically was like, "It's yours."
Nice.
Like, I had talked about it and never even brought it up. And I was like, oh, it's all done. Did your, level ground polish, all the cool stuff. It's playing great. He's like, awesome, man. Hang on to that for me.
Wow. That's a heck of a
and
day.
Yeah, if Dave's listening, like, I'm treating it well.
Thank you, Dave.
It'll be around for a long time.
Well, yeah, they are lighter guitars. I know Angus Young, that's his main squeeze of AC/DC.
Yeah, it feels like a part of me.
Yeah, it's just easy to grapple with. Awesome.
If you can't tell, well, me and Miguel grew up together. I've known him for a long time, but look at Miguel's pedal board. Those of you that are listening, you can't see, but it's
It's a starship. It's literally a starship.
Look at mine. I had to put this extra to make it to, so I could feel a little better. You know.
I almost got there. I almost added another, and I was like, "No, don't do it. Don't do it."
But yeah, I've always been envious of his playing and his tones, and just a cool, chill guy. As you can tell, we're all pretty chill in here.
Yeah.
We hired all the chillest.
You really did. It is a great vibe. The music is banging, and the vibe is really good. Like, you got jobs. You're doing the wedding gig. You just put out an album. Do you got bigger plans? You going to go do any tours when time allows, or what are you thinking on that front?
Yeah, just taking it, kind of being proactive, but taking it as it comes and just getting out there, because we've been in the music scene for a long time, but no one's heard Los Sueños really. You know, Los Sueños, yeah, like this. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully people come out on Saturday to check out what we got and see.
Definitely. People, yeah. Good people of the Old Pueblo. Saturday, Hotel Congress, Los Sueños. It's going to be a great night. How can it not be? Really quick, too. Katie, the voice, the violin, did those grow with you together, or did the voice come later? How did that work out for you?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, a little bit of both. Like, I started violin when I was probably 11, and, you know, just took to that right away. But for singing, I never actually sang, like, in front of people until I was like 15, and that was because I played mariachi all throughout high school and a little bit of college. And when you play mariachi, you like always sing, like everybody sings.
Yeah.
And so then it just kind of became a thing where it's like, well, I guess I do both of these things all the time now. But yeah, I'd like to say that I've been singing since I was a kid, but like, you know, just to myself or in the shower.
Hey, that counts. I think that counts. You know, my dad always used to say, I can't sing, but it doesn't stop me. And
yeah.
he would croon away in the shower. And I was a kid plugging my ears, but it all counts.
That.
And it all leads to, you know, the next step.
I think so.
And smooth, so smooth. Your vocal style is so, so beautiful and smooth.
Thank you.
The two of you together, you really compliment. Like, you got this Venus flytrap. Like, you should be on the radio with that voice. But you really compliment each other well, vocally and instrumentally as well, obviously. But I'm gabbing away. We only got about 10 minutes left. You are listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona, Locals Only, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Dos Sueños. My name is Serpy. How much material you guys got left? Two more songs. Are they long songs? Are they short songs?
We can extend one a little bit.
You can get your rock on. Yeah, because we got to get out of here at the top of the hour.
Cool.
You know, just shy of it. So watch that clock.
Yeah.
And fill it up.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Maybe this Saturday, Hotel Congress, Dos Sueños with Hayden. It's going to be a great night. Seriously, I can't. I'm going to shut up talking about it. Listen to it. It's great.
On my plate, feeling alone.
jam this last one. So let's just like, let's just lay it out. Let's like, you know, have some fun.
Awesome. Thanks again for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. sudden.